speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fella! I am Silver!
The trip from Louisiana into the West had been a long, hard one for Betty Crawford and her older sister, Molly. There was a third passenger in the stagecoach that carried the girls on the last lap of their journey, a man who took no part in the conversation.
Get down there!
Oh, Molly, isn't this wonderful country?
Oh, but it still isn't civilized.
It is, too. In his last letter, Uncle Joe said there were regular cities out here with law courts and everything.
Well, if some of the towns we've seen are what Uncle Joe meant by cities, then I don't think much of them. That last one wasn't more than a crossroads with two stores and a dozen cafes.
I thought it was a darling little community. And that cowboy we met, wasn't he handsome?
Betty, we didn't meet him. He grinned and you smiled and he started talking.
I just loved his voice.
It's unwise to talk to strangers.
Well, everyone is a stranger at first. We can't live the rest of our lives talking only to each other.
You invited him to come to the Bar Square Ranch.
Of course I did. We'll be pretty lonesome there if it's all like Uncle Joe said.
We'll be too busy to waste time talking to every worthless cowboy you invite.
There's been only one.
Pardon, senorita.
Oh.
I hear you speak of the Bar Square Rancho.
Yes, that's our ranch. We're going there now.
Oh, it's a very fine rancho. You're fortunate.
Betty, do be still.
Hush up, Molly. I'll talk if I want to.
The stage take you to within 5 miles of the Bar Square.
That's what we were told. We'll be met at the station.
Mm. Senor Jose Crawford is related to you?
He's our uncle. After our mother died, he wrote and asked us to come out and live on the ranch with him.
Oh, I see. How long since you heard from him?
Oh, it's been quite a while. It took time to get ready, but he's expecting us. We wrote and told him we were coming.
I am so sorry. You see, he has gone away.
Uncle Joe? Gone?
Oh.
Si, senorita.
Are you sure?
Si. Si, he has sold his rancho. I am the new owner. My name is Don Pablo Cordova.
But when did all this happen?
Just a short time ago. It's too bad you did not know.
I don't believe you. Uncle Joe wouldn't sell out when he knew we were coming here.
I'm sorry, but it's true.
We'll have nowhere to go.
Senorita, I have not yet taken possession of the Bar Square. You are welcome to go there for the time being.
You bet we'll go there. I don't believe Uncle Joe sold out at all. I want to talk to him.
It's too bad, but that is impossible. He has left the country. No one knows where he has gone.
Have all the ranch hands gone?
No. Many are still there.
You say you haven't taken possession?
Not yet. I'm on the way to town to complete certain details before I take possession. Until then, you are welcome to stay at the Bar Square.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to do that. There's no place else to go.
I still think there's something mighty strange about this.
In the meantime, the Lone Ranger and his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, rode slowly among the longhorns on the Bar Square range.
Tonto, there's another steer at Don Pablo's brand.
Ah, me see. There are plenty of Don Pablo cattle here.
You've seen nearly 100 head in the past 2 hours.
That right?
Don Pablo must be moving in. It seems to prove his claims.
You think Pablo buy ranch?
Looks that way, Tonto.
That right?
Curious that there was never any talk of Joe selling out until he suddenly disappeared.
You think him dead?
I don't know what to think.
There are plenty of reason to think Don Pablo in crooked deal.
Otto, a lot of men have suspected Pablo of crooked deals. Nothing's been proved against him.
Him plenty smart.
Much too smart for those two girls.
You see girls?
Yes, I talked to Betty at the station in Hawkville while the stage horses were being changed.
Oh, you wear a mask?
No, I wore a disguise.
Oh.
Pablo boarded that stage.
Maybe him do that to get acquainted with Crawford girls.
I don't. Hello, Raina. Oh, boy.
Who's got some fella?
Horsemen over there. Bar Square riders.
And them fellas see us.
Otto, those men look like half-breeds.
Them half-breeds.
Joe Crawford didn't have any half-breeds riding his range.
And that right. Them see us. Them rein up.
Be ready to move. Don't like the way they're drawing guns.
One fella shoot.
This way, Tonto.
We fight back?
No, not now. This way.
Multitude. Get him up, Scout.
When the girls reached the station, they found an old man waiting to meet them. He tossed their bags on a rickety wagon and then helped Molly and Betty to the seat. Old Tom was just as bewildered by events as the girls had been.
Get on there! Go on there! Now, as I was a-saying, it struck me as downright curious that Joe would sell out without saying a word to me. I've been his top hand for 30 years.
Well, where is Uncle Joe?
I sure wish I could answer that, Miss Betty.
How long has it been since you've seen him?
Let me see. He left the ranch on the day that Charlie baked pies. That was Thursday.
Day before yesterday?
No, week before that.
Well, didn't he say where he was going?
Not a word.
Did he often leave the ranch like that?
Well, he went into town every so often without making no special mention of it, but he never stayed away for more than a day.
Now he's been gone for over a week.
Yep. Get up there. Go on.
He knew we were coming, didn't he?
Sure he did.
He must have, or Tom wouldn't have been here to meet us.
I didn't know if I should meet the stage or not. I recollected that Joe told me you girls was coming in today. So I figured I'd better meet the stage and be on the safe side.
When did you first hear that the place had been sold?
It was Monday. Must have been Monday because Don Pablo come on the day that we had hash. And we always have hash on Mondays.
He told you that he bought the Bar Square?
Yeah, and I told him he was a local brain liar. And he told me I was something in Spanish.
Huh?
I don't know what it was he said, but he told me something. Then he said he'd bought the place and he could prove it when the time come. He brought in a few of his half-breed cowhands with a couple of 100 head of longhorns and turned them out on the range.
Then what happened?
Nothing. That was the last. And I've been waiting and hoping that each day would bring some sort of word from Joe. Nothing's come yet.
Oh, dear. I wonder what we'd better do. We surely can't stay on the ranch if Uncle Joe sold it.
Well, we can stay there until we have more than Don Pablo's word that it's been sold. And that's just what I intend to do.
That's the ticket. That's the way to talk. And that's just the way I feel about it. And so does the cook, and so do all the cowhands.
How many men are there on the ranch?
Well, right now, we're paying about 10 men. All good men, and all plenty ready to fight if I give the word.
Fight?
What a sure thing. If Pablo comes and tries to run us off, there's sure as time to be some gunplay.
Good, that's fine.
Oh, dear. That means people will get shot.
You're doggone right they will. And for the most part, they'll be the breeds that's working for Don Pablo. That critter comes to take possession, he better come with signed papers and the law to back him up. Get up there!
Door. the day after the girls arrived at the ranch, the Lone Ranger and Tonto are once more looking over the remote parts of the Bar Square property.
Oh, fella.
We look in this shack, too?
Yes, Tonto. We're looking all the line cabins.
Well, it's not much use.
Steady, big fella. Well, we've made sure that Joe Crawford isn't in town.
Well, that's right.
It's possible that Pablo has hidden him somewhere on his own property.
Ah.
One of the line cabins would make a good hiding place.
Here?
No, there isn't.
Maybe Joe dead.
I'm afraid that's the case.
Maybe make him sign deed to property and then kill him.
I wouldn't put it past Pablo. Now look here, Tonto.
Oh, you find something?
Feel the stones in this fireplace.
Ah, them warm.
Been a fire here recently.
That's right.
You know whether any of the Bar Square men have been riding the line?
All men stay near house. Old Tom keep him there in case of trouble.
What I thought.
We know who here.
Oh, who?
You look at cooking pans.
Yes, food's still in
there. Ah, but see kind of food?
Yes.
Don Pablo and half-breed friends here.
Probably the same men who fired on us. We'll look around. Oh,
what's this? Oh, what you got?
Oh, nothing but a crumpled piece of paper. Probably nothing important. On the other hand...
What'd it say?
Tonto, it's a letter from Joe Crawford.
Who it to?
It starts, Dear Tom.
That name of old feller's ranch.
Yes, listen to this. Dear Tom, it will be quite a while before I can get back home. I'm looking for my nieces, Miss Betty and Molly, to come in on the stage this week. I disremember whether I told you about them. Anyhow, will you meet the stage and make the girls at home and explain to them that I'll be there as soon as I can make it? Your friend and boss, Joe Crawford.
Him not say anything about selling ranch.
No, not a word. This letter was written 4 days ago.
That many days after him drop out of sight.
He was alive 4 days ago. He may still be alive. Tonto, I want to talk to old Tom about this. Come on. Close that door behind you.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Say there, Silver.
Easy. We keep watch for half-breed cowhands. Them fellas shoot on sight.
Come on, Silver. Come on, Scout.
While the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode toward the ranch house several miles from the line fence, old Tom was telling Betty and Molly about their uncle.
And Joe told me everything that went on. He never held back nothing at all. That's why I'm so doggone sure he didn't sell out.
The door.
Well, I'll see who it is. Likely one of the boys to ask a question about something or other.
Howdy, Tom.
Sheriff Barton.
Pues bien, senor.
What are you doing here?
You gotta step in, Tom. Well, I reckon you two must be Joe Crawford's nieces, hmm?
That's right. I'm Betty, and this is my sister, Molly.
Oh, howdy, Miss Molly.
Good afternoon, Sheriff.
I have already had the pleasure of knowing the senoritas.
Well, this here is my deputy.
Howdy.
He's here as a witness to things.
I hope we will have no trouble. I have already told the senoritas that I am the new owner.
What you here for, Sheriff?
Tom, I gotta tell you and all your outfit, it's moving day.
Now, see...
We're not moving an inch until there's something more than that man's word.
Senorita, there is more. Much more.
Here it is. Bill of sale for the Bar Square. All signed up by Joe Crawford, witness and everything. And here's a court order telling you that you gotta vacate the premises.
I still don't believe it.
There's something downright crooked going on.
Look! Look there in the doorway!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. The sheriff explained that Betty and Molly Crawford would have to vacate the Bar Square Ranch, which, according to a signed document, had been sold to Don Pablo Cordova. Molly, looking toward the door, suddenly gasped in fear.
A masked man
and an Indian.
Hey, now see here.
The guns.
Oh, golly.
Don't try it, Sheriff.
I have all the nerves.
Keep your hands where they are.
You too, Pablo.
Senor, what is the meaning of this?
I've got to interrupt the sheriff's performance.
You what?
My garbs, that will suit me down to the ground.
Is that a dispossessed notice?
Yes, but that...
Sorry, but you'll have to get another. That one won't work. Take it, Tonto.
That's a court order. You can't steal that.
Senor, senor, do something. They cannot take the law in their own hands that way.
Where's the bill of sale?
You ain't going to get the chance to tear that up.
Where is it?
It's none of your business.
Find it, Tonto. Start with Pablo. Search him first.
Maybe this quicker way.
A knife. Stick the greasy weasel with it. Go ahead, Indian. Run it in his rib. Betty!
You got paper?
No, no. Do not knife me.
Where paper?
Wait, wait, senor. I gave it to you.
Oh, I like that Indian.
Wish we had a dozen like them two on our side.
Here it is.
I'll take it.
Sheriff, you cannot let them do this. Do something. He steal my rancho. He steal my property.
You know better than that, Pablo. The ranch is really yours. You'll not lose it because I happen to hold this document. Now, take their guns, Tonto.
You wait. You got a plenty to account for.
You'll get an accounting someday. Dump the shells, Tonto, and then give the sheriff back his pistol.
By gobs, I'll help you. I'll disarm that deputy.
Thanks.
And now you.
Oh, wait. I give you my gun.
The weasel sure is afraid of that Indian's knife.
Who wouldn't be?
Any more weapons?
No. Me gun all.
Come on then, Tonto. We'll get away from here. You'll hear from us, Sheriff.
You'll hear from me. Now, give me them shells.
Get him. Get after those two.
I'd hate to meet him alone.
Come on, we got to catch them. Shoot them on sight.
Bad luck to you.
We'll be back.
But hurry. Oh, Betty. I'm afraid I'm going to faint.
Oh, don't do it, Molly. You might miss something.
Girls, I ain't so downcast as I was.
Neither am I.
Not by a jugful. We've got some fighting men on our side. Some real fighting men.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had no difficulty escaping from the sheriff and his deputy. When they reached their well-concealed camp, the masked man spread the bill of sale on a rock and smoothed it flat.
Oh, this won't blow away, Tonto.
He got it.
I'm going to compare the signature with the name on the letter we found in the line check.
You think bill of sale forged?
You'll soon know. I'm sure the signature on the letter to old Tom is genuine. We'll see how it compares with the other.
Yeah, look plenty much same.
Yes, I guess my hunch is wrong. The same handwriting. I wonder.
What matter?
The two are identical.
They're too much alike. Too much alike? What you mean?
Now, just a minute. Let me hold these together against the sun. Now, look here, Tonto. The signatures are identical. No man can write his name twice and make the signatures identical in every detail.
Them two same.
You see what was done? Pablo did forge the signature. He laid the bill of sale over this letter and held them against a window. Then he traced the signature. Tonto, Joe Crawford didn't sign the bill of sale. That means he didn't sell his ranch.
Then Pablo played crooked game.
Yes. If we could only find Joe Crawford.
Well, we looked plenty hard and not find him.
Tonto, I have an idea.
And what that?
Pablo has half a dozen half-breeds on the Bar Square to watch the cattle he moved there.
That's right.
You know where they're camped, don't you, in that gully?
Me know.
All right, then. Here's what we're going to do.
In a gully on the Bar Square land, Don Pablo and a half a dozen half-breeds lounged in blankets around a campfire. Presently, Don Pablo held up a hand for silence. The others listened.
I thought I heard hoofbeats.
I didn't hear anything, senor. You are right. I hear them.
Someone is coming this way. Be ready with your guns.
Well, who is there for us to fear?
Only the one with the mask and the Indian who was with him.
I am not afraid of them. I would welcome the chance to deal with them. They will not get me unprepared another time.
Look, senor. There is one on the horse. You see him?
See, see.
He comes this way.
I will stop him. Stand ready with your guns. Stop! I wish to talk with you.
Oh, hold there! Oh, hold boy! Oh!
Where are you going?
Well, now, don't shoot me. I mean no harm. Just heading for the ranch house with a message, that's all.
I am Don Pablo. This is my rancho.
It's a Bar Square, ain't it?
And I am the new owner. I will take that message.
But I was to take it to the house.
If the sheriff had not been a bungling fool, I would be in the house to receive it. Tomorrow I shall be in the house. Give me the message.
But look here, mister. It ain't for the owner of the bar square. It's for old Tom.
No matter. Give it to me.
But I ain't supposed
take
to...
Take it from him.
Si, senor.
I will help.
Hey, let go of me.
The message, senor.
Hunt it over. We take it from the horse and take the message.
Oh, you don't need to get rough. Here's the message. I'll just give 2 bits to take it to Tom. I ain't going to risk my neck for 2 bits. Here, take the thing.
Gracias, senor.
Not going to go?
One thing. You will forget that we took the message from you. That clear?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Then vamos.
Get around here, Blackie. Get up.
You frighten him, senor?
I'll see what the message is.
I wonder who would write to old Tom.
Diablo.
Eh?
What is the matter?
Is it bad news, senor?
That fool, that stupid fool in Manizales. He has changed his mind. He has made the foolish display of sentiment.
What are you talking about, amigo?
His message, look. It tells old Tom that Joe Crawford will be back in a day or two. Caramba.
It is written by Joe?
Si, look at the name.
It looks like his signature.
It is his signature. Who should know it better than I? Come, we must go at once. Bring the horses, saddle them quickly. There's no time to lose.
In a few moments, the men with Don Pablo were mounted and riding south toward the Rio Grande. They maintained a fast pace along a little used trail, but it was well after midnight when they reached the muddy river. Here they turned upstream and rode along the Texas side of the border to a small town called Manizales, where they drew rein. It was the middle of the night. The town was dark and the streets deserted.
Senor, we have ridden over the whole trail and we have seen nothing of Jose Crawford.
We couldn't have missed him.
No, we did not miss him.
You think he rode over a different trail?
No, he would not take the long way to return to his rancho.
Well, then he is still here.
He must be. I'm going to see the marshal and find out.
He lives next to the jail.
Si, I know that. You men wait here.
Si, senor.
Look, caballo. You hold my... Wait for me.
Don Pablo advanced on a small house next to the jail and hammered on the door. He waited, then knocked again. Presently, a sleepy voice called from within.
Who's there?
It is one who must speak to you. Open the door, senor.
What's wrong? What's the matter? Someone been shot?
You have the prisoner in the jail.
Joe Crawford? Sure I have. Well, what about it? Wouldn't tender you. What right have you got to come here?
His gun is my authority to ask questions, senor.
Well, of all the...
I understand you are about to release this prisoner.
Where'd you get that idea? He's in for 30 days for disturbing the peace. He's going to serve the whole 30 days.
Senor, I have proof that he expects to return to his rancho tomorrow.
Well, if he does that, he'll have to be in 2 places at the same time. He's here for at least 2 weeks more.
You are sure of that?
You're doggone right, I'm sure of it.
Muy bien.
See here. Did you get me out of my bed to ask that?
Oh, I'm sorry, senor. Hasta la vista.
Well, of all the cussed nerve. Get me out of bed for that. Fine thing when a man can't get a night's sleep. Get back to bed. Still 3 hours to daybreak.
Ready, Marshal?
Mask!
I came in the back way.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want to put that half-breed in jail.
Who?
Don Pablo Cordoba. He just left your front door.
Why, that...
He's an outcast in Mexico. He doesn't dare cross the border. So far, he's managed to stay out of the hands of the law in Texas.
Well, what about you? You in that mask?
The law doesn't want me, Marshal. You, have a man in your jail.
Well, what about it?
You're to release him.
Like fun I am.
Now, listen to me for a minute. Maybe I can change your mind.
A few minutes later, the marshal went to the jail and unlocked the door. He stepped inside and wakened Joe Crawford.
What in blazes is going on? Why are you waking me in the middle of the night?
I'll take it easy, Joe, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe there'll be some surprising things take place in the next few minutes.
No, no, let me go. Take your hands off. You cannot do this.
Hey, what's it?
Come on, Pablo. This is going to be a party in your honor.
Marshal, come to this man. Make him let me go.
Stop struggling, or I'll have Tonto draw his knife.
Joe, this is Don Pablo Cordova. He had the sheriff serve a dispossess notice on the girls in your house.
What's it?
He also produced a bill sale with your name signed.
Where, you dirty scheming fool kid?
Wait, let me speak.
Where, you crazy local fool? Do you think I'd sit still for that after I finish my 30-day stretch here?
There's just one way he could get away with it. He'd have to kill you before you return to the ranch.
No, I would not do that.
Pablo, you didn't believe the marshal when he said that Joe would stay here for another 2 weeks. You sent your men along the back trail. Did you tell them to lie in wait and shoot Joe if he came along the trail?
No.
Oh, well, we'll soon know. Take off your hat and coat. Put on those clothes of Joe Crawford's.
Huh?
You're going to dress like Joe and ride Joe's horse. If you have men in ambush, you'll die.
No, I will not do it. You cannot make me do it.
Maybe this changed your mind.
The knife. Put it away. Marshal, this is murder.
You change clothes.
No, I cannot. I dare not. This is terrible. Let me go. Oh,
quick.
I will die. I will be shot.
Then your men are waiting to ambush Joe.
See, I admit it.
Hey, you ornery murderer.
No, I am not a murderer.
Not yet, but the surest under would have been. Get dressed, Joe. Get out of here. I need to sell for a critter that's attempted murder.
And the whole kit and caboodle is in jail in Manzanis, eh, Joe?
Sure, Tom.
What's so funny, Uncle Joe?
Hey, the way the masked man tricked Pablo. Pablo forged my name to Billy Sale, and I reckon he figured he was a plenty smart. He didn't figure that the masked man would pull the same trick and forge my name to a note to Tom saying I was soon to be home.
I didn't get no notes.
Well, it weren't meant for you. It was meant for Don Pablo. And he got it. Yes, sir, the masked man sure saw that he got it. He got it a plenty.
I've just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.